Can you update us on where we are right now with the trial that's going to look at duration of aromatase inhibitors in invasive breast cancer? I first started to hear about this a year ago from Terry Mamounis. I guess one of the biggest questions in clinical practice right now with endocrine therapy of breast cancer is how long to use an aromatase inhibitor. Of course, the NSABP is really the one who defined the duration of tamoxifen. And I've heard that there's going to be a trial now looking at 5 years versus 10 years of an AI. What's going on with that?
It is to look at those patients who have had either 5 years of a single aromatase inhibitor, or they've had a combination or a total of 5 years of anti-hormonal therapy. And that could be tamoxifen for 2 to 3 years, then combined with an aromatase inhibitor for the remaining 3 to 2 years. Those two arms or two groups of patients would then be randomized to receiving 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor, and right now that's letrozole versus a placebo. We think that that's going through the steps of approval at this time, so we're hoping that toward the end of this year we're going to be able to bring that forward.
What have you observed in terms of the tolerability of aromatase inhibitors versus tamoxifen?
Very interesting. There are a majority of patients who handle aromatase inhibitors very well. Very few side effects that they experience. Probably the most striking experience, though, is the arthritic type symptoms, muscle pain, joint pain, that for some of these patients make the use of an aromatase inhibitor just impossible. And you see this in both the younger patients, postmenopausal patients, and the older postmenopausal patients, individuals who, you know, had no symptoms of such prior, and then as within a few weeks or so of having an aromatase inhibitor are having difficulty getting out of bed and functioning. And for those individuals, you sometimes struggle. You may switch from one aromatase inhibitor to another. Maybe there's a bit of a better tolerance with another one, but unfortunately it seems that if they're having trouble with one, they will have trouble with the other two as well, and then you go back to using tamoxifen. Tamoxifen does not seem to have those types of side effects. Of course, the whole issue with tamoxifen is the hot flashes or flushes, which seem to certainly be less with the aromatase inhibitor, and so that's that struggle.
If you look at the overall side effects and toxicity profiles for aromatase inhibitors versus tamoxifen, including both the side effects as well as the complications, assuming they both had identical anti-tumor efficacy, how do you think they would stack up?
I think you would have to say hands down that the aromatase inhibitors have a better toxicity profile and side effects. Certainly you see less issues related to thromboembolic disease. Certainly for the aromatase inhibitors, there are very few endometrial events that one can bring to the table for in the postmenopausal individual. So I think that certainly makes that drug more appealing to patients when you're presenting it to them, and this entire fear of those issues with tamoxifen, you know, are dissipated. So I think hands down that'll be what I think would be a better drug. And that's another reason why we are also looking at going back to B35 was another reason to look at the aromatase inhibitor for its better safety profile versus tamoxifen.